coming up on episode number 523. It's Thursday night, cover story night, and I've been getting a lot of covers of The Cure lately, so I decided, all right, well, let's go ahead and put together another Cure cover story. This is volume 3. It's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's November 6th, 2008. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, featuring different renditions of a certain band or certain artist's music. Tonight, featuring The Cure. Now, the last Cure cover story I did was way back in October of 2006, so a little over 2 years ago. I actually did back-to-back shows, 253 and 254, in case you want to go back there and listen to those. Had so many songs, I decided to split them into two shows, and even then, I had, looks like 10 songs in each show, and tonight, no different, 10 songs in tonight's show, just because I had such a hard time eliminating anything from these shows. There are so many great tracks to choose from, so you know what, you don't want to hear me blather on about it, do you? You want to hear the music. You turned in to hear the music, and I'm going to kick things off with probably one of my favorite covers of The Cure song. This is Pieng Threadgill from a 2005 album called Off the Air, with an amazing rendition of Close to Me, from originally, of course, by The Cure. Let's go ahead and kick it off right now. Here's Pieng Threadgill with Close to Me.
So sick, I wish I'd stayed asleep today. I never thought this day would end. I never thought tonight could ever be this close to me. In the dark, just try to make it work, to feel the fear before you're here. I make the shapes come much too close. I pull my eyes out, hold my breath, and wait until I shake. But if I had your faith, then I could make it safe. Sure that my head on the door was a dream. This day would end. I never thought tonight could ever be this close to me. But if I had your face, then I could make it safe and clean. If only I was sure that my head on the door was a dream. Thank you. I feel inside, I always make the same mistake. Tie myself in knots, sometimes even make you cry, when all I ever want to say, all I ever want to say, is no.
That is Six Different Ways, performed by a group called The Postmarks from a brand new album called By the Numbers. This is an awesome cover album. Just got a copy of it, and I think it comes out later this month. But they do 12 different covers and some really unusual ones thrown in the mix there. But the unifying trait that all those songs have that they cover is that they contain a number in the title. And it goes from one, starting with one note samba, all the way through 12, the pinball number count from Sesame Street by the Pointer Sisters. But you've got 1159, a great Blondie cover in there, 8 Miles High by the Byrds, 5 Years by David Bowie, and that Six Different Ways cover that you heard there, originally done by The Cure, covered there by the Postmarks. Look for another Postmarks tune in an episode of Coverville probably a week from tonight. But I won't tell you which one it is, but it's going to be for another cover story. Before that, you heard, what did you hear? You heard Home by Elodio. That is something I like to call glitch rock, and there's another band called LB that does that same kind of thing, which I love. I love the sound of that kind of computery glitch sounding music. Just can't get enough of it. And if there's anybody out there who's discovered some new stuff, please let me know about it. I played LB a few months ago and their cover of Jealous Guy, which is the same kind of thing. That comes from an album called Stubborn. And I love the breathy vocals on that too. And then we start off the set with Close to Me by Pieng Threadgill from her album Off the Air. I'm sorry, not Off the Air, Of the Air from 2005. Done that a couple times now, haven't I? Called it Off the Air. All right. Let's go ahead and tell you about the sponsor for Coverville tonight. It is Audio Engine USA and their great line of speakers and audio products. Tonight we're going to talk about the bookshelf speakers, the Audio Engine 5s. These are gorgeous black or white or bamboo finished speakers with amazing sound. Even better than how they look, of course, is how they sound. And they deliver, according to their website, and I would agree with this, real-powered speakers that deliver astonishing audiophile quality sound and don't cost a fortune. Now, the sound is fantastic. I could go on and on about that and about the how much bass you get from just these little speakers and the natural mids and dynamic highs. But I'm going to tell you about some of the cool gadgety features that I love about it. It's wireless ready, so it's got an AC power outlet on the back as well as a USB power port on the top that you can power wireless products like iPods, Zunes, Creative Zen, whatevers. And then, of course, it's got plugs in the top and in the back for your audio products, either an eighth inch plug or whether it's the RCA, the red and white plugs. And what's awesome is that they send you all the plugs, all the things you need for that. Like, you don't have to dig around and try and find an eighth inch plug to eighth inch for your iPod or whatnot. They provide all the cables you need with your purchase of the Audio Engine 5s. Check them out. Audio Engine USA is the website, the AE5s. And when you're ready to buy, make sure you use the Coverville coupon code, which is COVERTEN, COVERTEN, which will get you 10% off of your purchase, about $35 off of your purchase of these speakers, the Audio Engine 5s, from Audio Engine USA. All right, continuing with our Cure cover story here, let's get to one of the more recent Cure songs. A great cover here by a group called Editors from the UK from a 2007 compilation from the BBC Radio 1 called Established 1967. It was their 40th anniversary disc with 40 covers of 40 years of music. Here's their cover of Lullaby.
and this tongue in my eyes. Be still, be calm, be quiet now, my precious boy. Don't struggle like that, or I will only love you more. But it's much too late to get away or turn on the light, 'cause the Spider-Man is having you for dinner tonight. And I fear I'm being eaten by a thousand million shivering furry holes. And I know that in the morning I'll wake up in the shivering cold. The Spider-Man is always hungry.
to breathe his name. I opened up my eyes. I found myself alone, alone, alone above the raging sea, and stole the only boy I love and drowned him deep inside of.
How awesome is that? That is the Love Cats, performed by Tanya Donnelly with Dylan in the Movies. Now, this comes from a brand new CD. So brand new, in fact, that it's not even available yet. This comes from a CD from American Laundromat Records called Just Like Heaven, a tribute to The Cure. And here's something really cool going on with this. You can pre-order the disc right now. It's not set to come out until January 27th, 2009. That's the official release date. However, If you use the link that I put in the show notes and you pre-order this album, not only do you get a special price, you get a discounted price on the CD, you get it early enough to have before the holidays, and you get a chance to win an autographed copy of the album with autographs from all of the performers. Now, that was Tanya Donnelly and Dylan in the Movies. Basically, they put together a list of songs, Tanya and Brian Sullivan, who's the lead vocalist for Dylan in the Movies. They put together a list of songs they both wanted to cover. Turned out to be very long lists for each of them. However, the Love Cats ended up on both their lists, and they knew that they could have a lot of fun with it. Great rendition there. But the album also features Frank Black, the Submarines, Cassettes Won't Listen, Julie Peel, The Poems, The Wedding Present, a great lineup on this album, Just Like Heaven, a tribute to The Cure, again, available from American Laundromat Records. Make sure to pre-order that so you get all those extra goodies. I think you even get a bonus track too. So you get the 16 tracks that are on the CDs and then or CD, and then you get a bonus track. So make sure to check that out. Again, Love Cats, covered there by Tanya Donnelly and Dylan in the Movies. Before that, Just Like Heaven by Charlotte Martin from her album Reproductions from last year. I don't think that Robert Smith would have had any idea that that song would have translated so beautifully to an acoustic piano rendition. I just think that's absolutely gorgeous. Before that, you heard The Caterpillar, performed by Astrid Kay. I'm sorry, it might be performed Key, Q-U-A-Y. It's pronounced Key in Australia, so maybe that's the way to pronounce it here. Perfect as Cats, a tribute to The Cure, another Cure tribute album that came out this year. Featured that track on it. And then we start off the set with Lullaby by The Editors from that BBC Radio 1 established 1967 album. Well, we're already close to 38 minutes here, so let's go ahead and jump right into the last set. And we're going to kick things off with another beautiful acoustic rendition. This time it's Angie Hart and her version of Pictures of You.
Breaking apart all my pictures of you.
so long these pictures of you that I almost believe that they're real.
Oh, I go Joe old. I feel like I could die. Come back. Don't go away. Yesterday I got so old, I feel like I could die. Oh, yesterday I got so old, it made me want to cry. Oh, go on, go on, just walk away. Go on, go on, your choice is made. Go on, go on, and disappear. Go on, go on, away from me. And I know I was wrong when I say it was true. Inside. Come back, come back, don't walk away. Come back, come back, come back today. Come back, come back, why can't you see? Come back, come back, come back to me. And I know I was wrong when I say it was true. That it couldn't be me and be here in between without you. Without you, oh, without you. And I know I was wrong when I say it was true. That it couldn't be me and be here in between without you. Oh, without you. Without you. Yeah.
Did you recognize that? You won't be ridiculed if you didn't. That was a cover of Jimi Hendrix's Foxy Lady, performed there by The Cure on their, I believe it was their debut album, Three Imaginary Boys from 1979, the bonus edition of that album. Foxy Lady, performed there by The Cure. Before that, you heard In Between Days, performed by The Sunshiners from their self-titled album from 2006. Now, a while back, there was a soundtrack for that 51st Dates movie with Adam Sandler that featured reggae versions of a bunch of 80s classics. And 311, I believe, did a cover of a Cure song. It wasn't that one. I think it was Love Song. And it wasn't very reggae. It wasn't as good as it could have been. If they would have thrown that Sunshiners track, that Sunshiners cover of In Between Days on there, I would have liked it a lot more. Before that, you heard Pictures of You by Angie Hart from the single of the same name that came out this year. And that one is going out to Bob from Austin. By the way, that Foxy Lady cover is going out to Scott in San Diego. Both of those guys requested those tracks. And with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville, the Cure Cover Story Part 3, to a close. Thank you so much for listening. You can find everything you need on coverville.com, including the email address to get your request to me, coverville@gmail.com, or the phone line to call in your request, which is 206-222-COVER, or 222-2683 if you aren't into that whole alphabetical thing. We'll be back next time with episode number 524. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to keep this under 50 minutes. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.